Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Keys of Life. One of the keys that we have been trying to turn is the key of innovations. Bid'ah. When someone comes and creates something and he says, hey, Allah said we should do this, the Ahl Bayt said we should do this, and it's good, Allah likes it, the Ahl Bayt likes it, when in fact it is not true. Something that we made up completely. And like I said, we have a long list of these things that we are doing currently that it does not exist anywhere. Now, what happens when we allow these bid'ah to take place? We become part of it. Either we do it ourselves, we come and innovate and create something, or we allow those who do it. One of the things that will happen to us, based on the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in chapter Al-An'am, verse 144, he says, فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ. Who is more transgressor than those who come and create something and say Allah said so? كَذِبًا, while they are lying. Allah never said it. لِيُضِلَّ النَّاسَ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. What he's doing with this action of his, he's misguiding people without knowing, without knowledge. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. For Allah will never guide those who are transgressors. And that's a problem. Allah says he will never give them guidance. Why? Because they associate, they say things, they say Allah told us, which Allah never said to do. And mind you, when we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we also mean the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. We also mean the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, because the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt and Allah are in the same category, in the same group. They're not different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولُ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. They're all one category. The Prophet, the Ahlul Bayt, they speak from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us through them. So there is no separation between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Ahlul Bayt in terms of orders, in terms of talking, in terms of what we should supposed to be doing. So sometimes we associate something to the Ahlul Bayt. We say the Ahlul Bayt told us, the Prophet said, the Imam Sadiq said, which they never did. In fact, what we're doing is we're also associating that to Allah, because Imam Sadiq or the Prophet or any of the Imams, he does not speak from his accord. He's speaking on the behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to be very careful. Not just Allah say, oh, I didn't say Allah said, I said Imam Sadiq said. Well, it's the same thing. Okay, because you're putting something in the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to be very careful. Then we're going to be, what, deprived of guidance. And you can see why this ummah is not guided anymore. Again, from Amir al-Mu'mineen, Salamullah alayhi, says, مَا أُحْدِثَ بِدْعَةٍ إِلَّا تُرْكَ بِهَا سُنَّةٍ. There is no innovation that gets created except for a sunnah gets to be neglected. That's how it works. You come up with something that's not in Islam, you will take something, you will cancel something that is in Islam. And that is so beautiful from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. And subhanAllah. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامش گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life. So we said, Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam beautifully said, مَا أُحْدِثَ بِدْعَةٍ إِلَّا تُرْكَ بِهَا سُنَّةٍ. Whenever there is a bid'ah gets created, a sunnah, a good tradition gets cancelled and gets taken out. And that leads to the demolishment of Islam. That leads to the breaking of Islam. When we come up with such innovations, then we're going to end up taking all the good sunnahs, all the good traditions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ مَشَى بِدْعَةٍ فَوَقَّرَهُ فَقَسَّعَ فِي هَدْمِ الْإِسْلَامِ. He says, those who come up with an innovation and we give them respect, he says, what you have just done, you have destroyed Islam. And Islam, in fact, was destroyed by those people that were glorified by the masses. And those innovators, they created innovations, and they did say, this is innovation, this is the best of innovations, one of them said. And this person was respected and still respected by billions of Muslims around the world and throughout history. When you respect these people, that's how Islam gets demolished. Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayh, in the Battle of Saffin, when he prayed Jama'ah and the Muslims were praying behind him, one got up and said, لَقَدْ ذَكَّرَنَا بِصَلَاتِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. He has reminded us of how the Prophet used to pray. Subhanallah. They've forgotten how the Prophet used to pray, even though they prayed behind him for almost, let's say, 11, 12 years. They were praying behind the Prophet. They forgot how the Prophet used to pray. That Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salamullah, reminded them of that. And that's why, because there are so much innovation were brought to the religion, crossing your hands, changing the adhan, changing the iqamah, changing the salah itself, changing things around, that through generations, people forgot how the Prophet prayed because they kept innovating. So the destructions of Islam began. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam also says, إِذَا ظَهَرَتِ الْبِدْعَ فِي أُمَّتِي فَلْيَثْرَ الْعَالِمُ عَلْمًا فَمَنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ فَعَلَيْهِ لَعَنْتُ اللَّهِ. When this bid'ah comes out in my nation, then every scholar needs to come out and show his knowledge. If he doesn't, then the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be upon him. Again, those people, Allah, Imam Sadiq salamullah alayhi says, كُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. Every innovation is a misguidance. وَكُلُّ ضَلَالَةٌ سَبِيلُهَا إِلَى النَّارِ. And every misguidance, the path of it is to hellfire. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in chapter An-Nahl, in verse 116 to verse 117, إن الذين يفترون على الله كذبا الكذب لا يفلحون. And then he says, ولهم عذاب أليم. For there is a painful punishment awaits those people, awaits those who create innovations, those who are trying to come up with things that are actually not part of religion. So brothers and sisters, we have to be very careful of the things that we do. Let us not let culture dictates what's religion, what's not. But we need to always ask ourselves, that thing that we do, is a part of our faith or not? It's as simple as that. And then do the search. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.